Alright, Simon Kav Samach, we're up to Sif Zayin. Okay, Sif Zayin is a kula and a chumra. Tzarech ha-malva li-hizoyer, the malva has to be careful, melehenos me-haloiva, from drawing benefit from the person to whom he loaned money, shaloi mi-daita, without permission. Kozman shema-isa v'yadei, when his money in his hand. Now, normally, you're not supposed to take things from people without permission anyway. It means to say, even if you know he's not makpid, and you want to go and use something of his, you're going to shul and you want to use
his talus.
His talus, we have him there. No one's makpid, I'll say his shtender. You want to use something that's his, that people might be makpid, but you know he's not makpid, so it should be mutter. So this is aser because it looks like ribbis. We'll see in a minute about that. But it looks like ribbis. Why are you going and using someone's thing without permission? So the Chazal were concerned that it looks like you're demanding it for your loan. Wow. Even if it's something he would have done, even if he had not lent him money. But if you ask permission, then it's mutter. If it's something he would have done for him, even without the loan, we have friends or neighbors, and one gives the other a loan, he's allowed to give him a benefit on something he would have given to him anyway. Okay? If he would have done it anyhow, he's doing it all the time. He gave him a lift to work or something like that. So now he can keep on doing it, with one exception. On the condition it not be something that's public.
Is it right to work back?
I don't think so. K'may lader b'chatzera, living in his house, in his yard, u'lishtamish b'avodav, using his avodim.
What are we talking about? That he knew about it? That he knows about it? Or he knows about it?
If he knows. In a nutshell, we're saying the following. If you lend someone money, anything he used to do till now, he could keep on doing. He sent you mishleich manis every year, he could say mishleich manis this year too. Alright, this year you lent him money, but he does it every year, so it's not for the loan. With basically two exceptions. The beginning of the Sif said, you're not permitted to take a benefit from him without his permission. Not, even though you know he's not makpid, but when you go and take it without permission, that is seen as a demand for compensation for the loan. And at the end of the Sif was saying, if it's a davar shel farhesya, then even though you're not doing it because of the loan, nevertheless, it's awesome. What is a davar shel farhesya? So the example it gives here is to go and live in his chatzar. I guess that would be to park in his garage or to buy him an aliyah. It's a public thing. Anything that's public, that's for hesya, you're not allowed to do.
Now, loan hasn't
been paid up yet? That's what we're talking about. The loan has not been
paid up. Partially paid.
As long as it's not fully paid, it's a problem. Now, what? If it's paid, then it's ribis mulcheres. Ribis mulcheres, if it's not nicker, is typically mutter. We'll see a little more about it in a minute when we talk about shachtes. But this is the basic rule. The basic rule is that if it's a favor you would have done anyway, is mutter. If it's not farhesia, and it's not something that you're taking without his permission.
Yeah.
As long as it's nicker. The time frame is, if it's nicker, that it's related to the loan. If enough time passes and it doesn't look like it's related to the loan, it's okay. What the place can say is it depends always on the circumstances. If you have people who have a lot of interaction, so then it could be even a week later, 2 weeks later, it's not nicker, has anything to do with the loan. You have people who have no shachas to each other except for the loan, then it would take longer. But as long as it's not nicker, that it comes as a product of the loan.
If nobody knows about it, what's the impression of that?
So this is a difficult question. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says that you now do things that are for hesia because it looks like ribbis. And we learned this. I asked Rav Palm, what about if I borrow the money quietly? No one knows he lent me money. So what am I worried? He's going to buy me an aliyah on Yom Tif. So it looks like he's buying me an aliyah because I lent him money. But no one knows that I lent him money.
But he's trying to get a
loan. Well, I'm talking after the loan.
The people looking at it, so they think you're just trying to butter him up.
So I don't know if Rav Palm said, The Gemara says, "Man di Yazif b'tzino Yazif." The Gemara says that derech is people don't want others to know that they have a need for money. Someone who borrows always borrows b'tzino. And Chazal asked any type of ferhesia. So it seems that it's also no matter what. So what's the explanation then? What am I worried about for Hesia if it's not really a Maris Ayindika thing? So it's a little difficult to understand. It's true. Mucheris would be the same question. Not Nikar to whom? So not Nikar to the two of us, maybe. Or not Nikar if someone would know about it. That's what it sounds like. But I don't know exactly the gather. Now, the question is, what about a farhesia thing that you've been doing for a long time? Let's say I have a neighbor, and I use his driveway. I park my car in his driveway. And he doesn't have a car, so he lets me use his driveway. And now that's farhesia, right? Lord Rebechatzera, using his property, is farhesia. But he's been doing it all along. And now I lend him money. Do I have to stop? I'm not going to lend him money anymore. Well, sometimes, you know, he builds a sukkah in my backyard. He doesn't have room. So I let him do it every year. He builds a sukkah in my backyard. Now, he lends me money. Does it have to stop? So Shach Yud Beis says, Ayin l'kamon kosam uvav sivkot n'alif. There, he brings in the name of the Marshal that if it's something that you were doing previously, you can keep on doing it. This Sefer Hesia does not apply, only applies when it's something new. When it's something that you were doing anyhow, that you were doing beforehand, so he brings here, b'shem de marshal, that it's mutter. Kosovay de marshal, mishalava mechaveri, and he reshoi lechabdoi b'mitzvah, k'gmel kreisel sefer Torah. His example is buying him an aliyah for a sefer Torah. I look nice like Galila. Afa pishay debat, mishalav ava nami yamed lei. Even though he knows he would have done it even without the loan, it's aser. But he brings the following. V'yesh mefarshim heichad yadua shekaydem ha'alva hayu ayevim zel azeh kol kach shoyem ashilay chotz zel azeh im hayu tzrichin. He says that something that not only that he used to do before him, but they're known to be good friends. So the Shach brings that's mutter, because there's no farhesia means. If somebody would know the whole thing, he'd say this is an exchange for the loan. But since they were good friends, so then it's a davar hamutter. Okay, I'm not sure. Since it's Yud. But this is the halacha. This is a restriction, which the Shas says is mutter in such a case. The style of that used to be, I don't know if it'll ever come back, but to give that in banks, they give loans to depositors, they give gifts to depositors. Remember, they used to give toaster ovens. So that in a Jewish bank, lechayre is aser. In a Jewish bank, unless you say the heter, Ramesh's heter, that it's a corporation, you're allowed to give money, you're allowed to deposit money in a corporation. So you have a heter. But stamazai, it would seem, if not for that heter, it would seem to get a gift in exchange for a loan. Of course it's awesome.
Well, there would be other problems. If you're getting anything
out of it. Yeah, I'm lending money to the bank. I'm making a deposit to the bank. If they're giving interest, right. So for the interest, they could have a heter iska. So it's like this. On interest, you can have a heter iska. Because you don't get the interest till the money sits in the bank for a while, so it could make a profit. But a gift that you get as soon as you deposit the money, a heter iska doesn't work for that. A heter iska has to be that after you put in the money, it could have earned money and it would have made a profit. So you could use a heter iska. But use a heter iska for a gift that you get right away, that's something that should be us.
They're
giving money if you open a checking account. You're lending them money. Which means you have to make a deposit in the checking account. If you put in money, if you lend the money, they give you a gift.
What about the other way around? Like a credit card?
See, points is a different story, because points, the borrower is not giving it. In that case, the lender is giving it. So it's not. Okay, anyway, that's Siv Zayin, that gift that you would have done anyway, Yamuta, that's the main heter. And there's an issue of Dvar Shofar Hesya, but to take things without Rishos. Siv Ches. So I don't know, how's it ever known that you did ask permission, you didn't ask permission? I don't know. It seems almost, I don't know if this is the pshat, that has nothing to do with other people knowing it. It's just a certain type of a benefit, which is farhesia, so that itself, or that you take without permission, it looks like between the two of you this is the issue. Because like I said, the loan is typically not known, so I don't know, it's a little hard to put your finger on it. But Sifches, Afilu Lubanov Ubnei Beisai. Now, even to your own children, now here the language is, there's some printer's mistake here. I'll show you why. It says, Afilu Lubanov Ubnei Beisai Osa Lahalves Beribis. What does that mean? You're lending to your children, Beribis. Afa Pisha Eine Makbid Aleyem. Even though you're not Makbid, Ubavade Noisni Lahem Bimatana. And you're certainly giving what as a gift? What are you giving as a gift?
Isn't there an assumption they won't give back
you,
the money?
You are lending from them. You are paying them. No.
So it sounds like you're paying them interest. It sounds like you're giving them the interest as a gift. It's a child. You don't care. So the language is a little twisted. The halvais means to lend. The lilvais means to borrow. That's the problem with the language. So the Taz and Shach have a hard time with the language. But from the Kudus HaKes, if you see, there was a different girsa. The girsa was... the Gersa was Lahalvais Lahem V'chein Lilvais Mehem. The Kuzer brings that lashon. That in other words, it should say Osa Lahalvais Beribis V'Lilvais Mehem, and to borrow from them Afilu. So the Kuzer Kesef, he says B'chinam Dochak. He didn't know the Taz's Gersa. He's saying he doesn't think the Sefer Ma'irik Shulava Mehem. The beginning is talking that you're lending them money, and the end is talking that you borrow from them. So he had the girsa both lahalvais, and lovais. He had both, so that's what it sounds like. So Kaponim, the idea is a simple idea that even by your children that you're not makbid on, it's aser. And this comes from a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Dasi lemisrach, you're going to teach them ribis. They're going to come to do things beribis anyway." Even though it's a child, really whatever the child has is yours anyhow, but you're not permitted to do beribis. Now, I'm talking about even ketanim. Ketanim certainly should be yeah, more pashut.
So I understand, officially he lent them beribis, and then unofficially he's like, okay, you don't have to pay me back beribis.
It's your allowance.
No. He lent, you're not allowed to lend him beribis. That's A.
Right.
You're also not allowed to borrow beribis. Even though when you give the ribis, you're only giving, you really would give it as a matana anyway, it's a child. So it's awesome.
So just originally write down, I'm just going to give you the money without ribis.
The same.
Why without ribis, it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that if you want to do it with a child but ribis, it's awesome. If you want to do it with a child but ribis, it's awesome. Now the truth is, people do this all the time. A child has a box of candies, and you say to the child, give your brother a candy, I'll give you back a whole box. People do it all the time, no? They want to, the kids are fighting, and one kid has candy, the other one doesn't have candy. Says, you know, give him a few, I'll give you a whole box of candy later. So, of course, that's aser, because that's ribis. You're saying, give him two candies now, and I'll give you back a whole box of candies later. What? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. No, but I'm the borrower. The other party is not borrowing. The other party is getting a gift. I tell you, lend someone money and I'll pay you. That's mutter. Because I'm saying, lend it to him. He has to pay you back and I'm giving you a gift. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, I'm the borrower. I want, give two candies to your brother. I'm going to pay you back. I'm the borrower. I'm responsible. And I'll also give you back extra. That's ribis. He's not the borrower. I'm the borrower. He's getting the benefit. I'm borrowing the money and I want the money to go to somebody else. But I'm the one who's responsible for the loan.
I'm telling your son, yeah, give me your stuff and I'll give it to him. He said, give it to him and I'll just do it to compensate you.
Give him a gift and I'll pay you back. That's a loan. If I tell you, look, give my son $100 and I'll pay you back the $100, then I'm your borrower, right? I'm saying give my son the $100 and I'll pay you back. So I'm borrowing the money. I'm just instructing you to give the money you're lending me to my son. But if the one who's liable is the one who's borrowing, I'm the one who's borrowing it. You're giving him the money on my say so, and I'm paying you back.
No, but that's what you're telling your son. I'm teaching you to share what you have, your own, with your brother.
If you're going to get a whole box.
Yeah, but it's not true. You're responsible for it. Your kavana may be to teach him to share. Not really teaching him to share. He's always sharing when he gets a profit. But what you're doing is, in business sense, you're borrowing. You're chayiv al pidin to give it to him.
Is it a kinyan?
You're chayiv to give it to him. Why is it a kinyan? It's a kinyan. If I tell you, my son's going to the store, I say, do me a favor, give my son $100, I'll pay you back. That's a loan to me. I'm just telling you where to put the money. That's a loan to me.
Don't you own all?
So really it's a cotton, whatever you give him, whatever he has, I own. That's the chiddush here, that also, it's also because of Asi L'Misrach. This is also because the person will come, you're teaching your children, you're going to end up borrowing Baribis, lending Baribis. And that's why it's also.
You're talking about Katan here, and you said, also you're borrowing them, which means that they have something that's, it's got to be there.
It appears to be there. Nothing is there. The cotton doesn't run anything. So, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is also, even though it's not ribis deraisa. So it's really mine in the first place. So that's the issue. That's the problem.
What about a more usual transaction where you give money to buy something and then you don't take the money back?
Yeah. There's no loan. There's no problem. I give my child who's going to the store. So I give him money. I tell him keep the change.
You buy the money for him.
He laid out money.
Yeah,
if a child or anybody lays out money for you, it's something of an issue. You really should not say, if it's a small amount of money that no one's makbid on, if it was $1.99, you give them the $2, then the chesidcha says it's mutter. But anything beyond that you wouldn't do, you shouldn't do it. Pishas alva. It's, if it's nicker that you're not makbid, there's a heter, but it shouldn't be bishas pirayim, which is much more chomer. The time pirayim it shouldn't be.
What if it's the other way around? You buy something to him and you tell him it's only $5 when it's actually $10.
But there's no loan, so there's no problem.
There's no
you're right. There's no loan. If I'm buying something, if he asks me to buy something for him, right, he owes me. So he owes me $10. I'm telling him he only owes me $5. So then there's no ribis because I'm benefiting the borrower, not the lender. So that's still good. If it costs $5, you tell them it costs $10, that would be...
That's a good bargain.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the issue. Rapam used to tell people all the time that sometimes you tell a child, if you do this and this, you know, if you do your homework, I'll give you a candy. I'll give you $1. So... to give it, that's chiras. He's doing something, you have to give it. The halacha is it's an issa deraisa to not pay it the same day. A gadol could be meichel. If a gadol is meichel, so then you're missing the mitzvah, but there's no avera. But he used to say that by a katan you have to be very careful. You promise. Rav Pam used to say to Shmuz that he used to dear to about dealing with katanim. If you tell a katan, if you clean up your room, I'll give you $1. You have to give the dollar before Shkia that day because see this, you can wait till Tzeis. But you have to give it before the end of the day because otherwise it's not one issue there, right? It's a lav and an assay. What? If he comes over for it. If he stands in front of you and it's apparent he wants it, then it's an issue. But Mitzvah say always to give it. He's said to be careful with it. And Afi Kaiman. It's not for work.
Right.
You're not paying it for work. Why? It's not schara. You're promising on the matan.
It's clearly the appetite.
What?
You give it back the appetite.
Something that belongs to you. Okay. All right, you can say all right. If you say right away, you're not giving it that day, then there's no building. What's an Aveda, Avikaiven? Gzela or Aveda? You have to keep your word, but no one thinks you're going to the store before during the night, so that's an issue. Is there a schaivos? Not sure. The taida is that you're getting your own thing back, so you can say mishata yisibach, I don't know.
The one thing keeps the
grandchild
awake.
The Gemara says that Rabchia's son, Rabchia is the one who had a wife that was off. I'm learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim now. So he bends over backwards to understand this Gemara. That the Gemara says that Matsasi Isha, what do you say, Marmi Maves. So the Gemara says that Rabchia's son said Kagoy Man. His father said Kagoy Imcha. That's the Gemara. He said Kagoy Man. He said Kagoy Imcha. So the Gemara says that Rabchia's wife used to send his son to him to the Beis Medrash every day, and he asked what he wants for supper. So whatever he wanted, she made something different. That was her. So Gemara says, after a while, it straightened out. Whatever he wanted, he got. So he said to his son, you see? His son said, no, I figured out the code. You know, if you ask for meat, then you get beans. So I asked for, when you want meat, I say beans, and you get meat. So he said to his son, don't do it. That's what the Gemara says, Pesukim Mishlei. Don't teach your tongue to speak sheker. So with a child, you have to... Well, the mother said to the child, what does your father want? And he said something that wasn't true.
Well, he said what his father really wants.
Right. I mean, in code, he said it. Yeah, okay. But at any rate, the Afikaiven, Lamayt L'Shem Chadab HaShekeh, you don't teach a child to... Okay, Siftes. A Siftes is an extension, two extensions, of one of the Mechaba, one of the Ramah of Dinei Ribbis. It's not well known, but it's an Issa Gomor in the Gemara. Lo yase malacha l'chaveray, al minah shechaveray yase imay achakach malacha, she yase kaveda. You're not allowed to tell somebody, I'll help you shovel your walk, if you'll help me shovel my walk. Now why is that asr? If the two houses are exactly the same, it's mutter. If they're different, then if the second work is harder than the first work, that's ribbis. I'm telling you, you help me do work which costs $10 to now, and I'll do work for you that's worth $15 later. That's ribbis. There is loan. Services for free, merchandise for free is all a loan. Services for without getting paid, it's a loan. I'm telling you, I'll help you do your work on the condition you help me do my work. If you don't help me do my work, you have to pay me for my work that I'm doing for you. I'm doing work for you. Let's say I'm an accountant. So I tell you, I'll do your tax return, and you're a broker, so you'll do my stock trades. So that's osur if the second person is giving services that have a greater value than the first. Trading work, bartering work, is osur if the second person is giving something of greater value than the first. Amenos. If it's amenos. If it's not amenos, then it's... If it's not an obligation, then there's no problem. It says Almanos. Look at the lashon. Lo yasa malacha l'chaveray. Almanos shechaveray yasa imayacha. Kach it means it's a business deal. He's doing malacha of his friend on the condition his friend will do for him malacha sheyesa kveda, work that's harder. Vafilo lasi simay oisa malacha atzma. Even if it's the same work, osir imubizman shu yesa kveda. It's the time that it's harder. Kegain. Like he says, you help me weed my field, I'll help you weed yours. He's helping a weed his field in the dry season where it's easier. And he's helping him do the weeding in his field at a time when it's muddy, which is harder. So That's awesome. So the number four should be, there's no shach, no taz. This is a straight out halacha. That to trade work with the second person's work is harder than the first person's. That is, it's also ribbis. Ribbis is cash, merchandise, or services. That's provided the services have a value. What?
Let's say, shovel my walk and I'll shovel yours, and there's a bigger storm later. But I didn't know.
It may not be a storm.
No, we don't know.
Exactly. If there'll be a bigger storm, then it's going to be an issue. So he can only give me what I gave him. I gave him a $10 job. He has to do me a $10
job. Does it bring it down to a Rabbanan if it's services?
Services, we said all Mekach u'Memkar is a Drabbanan. Presumably it's a Derech Mekach u'Memkar, and it would be a Drabbanan.
The Ramah, biggest storm. It wasn't a monastery to get back more. It happened to me that I got back.
Right. So let's say I lend you money, and I say you give me back whatever you like, and at the end you give me back more. So that's awesome.
So
can you give me back at the end?
So there's a Rebbe that works for camp and gets his kids in for free.
There's no loan. That's right away a barter. I'm working. You mean I'm working for you? You're working for me. That's what you mean. I work for a camp on the condition that they take my children to camp for free.
Right.
So.
Or that's the barter. That's
how
the barter.
Is it taking the kids?
Is it ahead of time? Is it? I'm working for you.
As you'll have my son for the summer.
It's also when I work for you on credit, and then you pay me back with more. It's also.
But if you make up that this working on credit. This is your wages. Your wages is that my son goes in.
If it's not on credit, it's not a problem. If it's on credit, then it's a problem. I'm not sure how you've calculated it in the summer. As he's working, he's getting his camper in, so well, stuff at the same time.
How much the camper costs and how much the service report?
What?
Carpool, so you have to recognize how difficult each part of the route is. Going in the morning is harder, going in the afternoon.
Carpool. I'm doing carpool for you.
Tomorrow.
You're doing for me. So the second one's doing more, then it's a problem.
And that's specifically made up that each one has to do.
If. I understand. It seems to be an issue. The best thing in carpool is to not be makbid on the amounts. You know, you try to do it more or less right. And if they're not paid, it's just like if I borrow eggs from you and I'm not makbid, you can pay me back. It's not a problem, but you're right. If people are very tough, precise about the carpool, very yakish, then
right.
See, but there, I'm not obligated to use this car. I'm using it because I choose to. So it's not so much. When you call a car service, you don't pay more if it's a car that guzzles more gas. But you're right. If it would be, it would seem to be an issue. Now this is the Mechaber. The Mechaber is relatively easy. The Ramah says another Chiddush. This Ramah is known as Hilveini ve'elvelach. The Ramah says the following. Someone gives a free loan to his friend for a period of time. And that's our arrangement. I'm going to lend you money now. And when I need money, you'll lend me money. Exactly the same amount of time. I'm lending you money for 30 days. And when I need the money, you'll lend me the money in 30 days. I'm in a business where I need the capital. I'm a farmer, so I need the capital in the winter, and I get my crops in the spring. And you're in a business where you need your capital in the spring, and you get your money in the winter. So I say, look, you lend me money in the winter, I'll lend you money in the summer. So that, even for the exact amount of money, then it's a machlekes rishayim. The first sheet in the Ramah, yesh ayrim sha'aser. It's not similar to bartering work, where it's mutter if it's the exact same amount. By a loan is supposed to be free. So if I get a loan from you in exchange for a loan that I give you, so then that's awesome. The Yeshayrim, the second sheet holds, the mutter remaining malvaloy lizman orach yesim eshalveyu. Second sheet that says, what's he gaining? He's not gaining anything. I'm lending you, you're lending me for an exact amount of time. And the second sheet holds that it's mutter. How do we paskin? So if you look in, the Rabbah sounds like he's paskin at the first sheet. The gross, if cut in tezayin, gross tezayin explains the oisrim. He explains the whole machlaikis actually. Bishlom eschirus, hu chayav loy dinner biskar, tirchay. He says, look, when I work for you and you work for me, equal work. So when I work for you, you owe me a dinner for my tircha. Umali Perea Moisai Bimalacha. What does he give me my dinner? Or you give me a dinner's worth of work. But Shekin Havah, by Havah, you have no right to give me money for the loan. So Mamegli, you can't give me another loan in exchange for the loan. Bisvarach Raina Svirulai, the second sheet that it's Mekel holds. Da'ina Yosel Adavka Dika Tesefis. Vidavar Neshech Haitarbis. There has to be some sort of a Neshech or Tarbis, some extra benefit. Mashinke Kai Gavdom. Varayami Masha Amru, Kol Yemei Grid. Avagav Dika Yem Katsavi Yem Arach. Even though, even in the spring, there are longer days and shorter days. Elo Mishumda Bolei Neshech Haitarbis Eni Yosel Midrabanan. Kai Gavdom Loi Gazer. Vidav Neshech Haitarbis is not Aser. In the Mela, it's Motavayim Bomar Nechasham. Avasvar Rishayna Iker. The Gros says the Iker is like the first Shita, which means that to do an exchange where I lend you money and you lend me money, so that's something that's Aser, and it's a problem.
Even unenforceable?
Even exact same time period. Same amount of money, same time period.
It's not enforceable.
Why?
I mean,
if not for ribbis, if not for ribbis, yes. If not for this ribbis, if I made a deal with you, I'll lend you money on the condition that you lend me money. The condition is called Tadai Kayim. If not for the ribbis issue, so it's really only a ribbis issue. There's some free loan gemach clubs where people get together. Everyone lends money to the gemach, and if you lend money to the gemach, you're entitled to get loans from the gemach. So that seems to be a problem. If the only way you can get a loan from the Gemach is if you lend money to the Gemach, so that's Hilveini Velvalach. You're lending money to the Gemach. And then you're entitled to take loans from the Gemach. So that would seem to be an issue.
In the previous case, the Mechavah says Almanaz. Here the Ramos says today.
I assume it's the same. If there's some difference, I'm not aware of it. I mean, here it says Kidei she has it.
Today means, you know, that's my Kavuna, but it's not really.
He says maybe even more than that.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a kavana. The fact that they're comparing it, the second sheet that compares it, sounds like it's the same. Now here's a trick question. What happens, b'di'evet? I let you money on the condition you lend me money. So I let you $10,000 for 6 months. On the condition you do the same. Now you lent me $10,000 for 6 months. The second loan was ribbis. I wasn't allowed to take it. How do I pay you back? How do I pay back this ribbis? I lent you $10,000 for 6 months. And now we didn't have a real quick first year. You lent me money, $10,000. Why can't I just pay you for the loan? Why I should pay you for the loan? Why? The second loan I should pay you for.
Pay money for it?
Yeah.
Additional money?
Yes. So look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a very strange thing. It's a good Hechatimtza riddle. How could you be obligated to pay someone for a loan? Normally it's ribbis to pay for a loan. Look what Rabbi Vegas says, it's incredible. Schar avahu naitel, it also came. The chazav ehil v'loi. V'omar, he said beferish, oisa came with tashlam ha-ribbis, shekotzat loy lazo lahalvais. I say beferish, you lent me money for 6 months, I'm giving you a loan for 6 months, $10,000 for 6 months, to pay back for the fact that you lent me money. Yeshloim, I have a k'moy kol ribbis k'tzutza. It's like every ribbis dairaisa. But tzarech litin loy, and the person who got the second loan has to give him kefi ashuma. We have to estimate kama shava ze liyis mois biyade kach v'kach zman.
Or he has to lend them into ribbis. Or he
has to, I hear what you're saying. One second. That's not what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. 1 minute. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he has to pay him the value of the loan. But tzarech l'shalim. Now here the next line is tricky. But tzarech l'shalim ze may harevach shehirviach b'va'isav shel ze. Ramesh writes, he doesn't know those six words, what it means. Tzarech l'shalim zeh, meherevach shervich b'vayisav shel zeh. What does that mean? He has to pay him back from the profits he got. What does he got profits on that? It's ribbis. I lent you money for free, on the condition you lend me money for free. When you lend me money for free, when I make harvach on that, that loan is the ribbis.
It's ribbis on the second loan.
It's ribbis on the second loan, but it can't be ribbis on the second loan, because the second loan itself was ribbis. The loan was itself ribbis.
Now this so now,
do you think so? He says only from Harvacha, that Torah liyasin ribbis, rak bihilva midaitai. If someone gives a loan when he has a choice, avazei, daita klala havaislai, rak bidarach tashlumei ribbis. The second loan was not a loan that he gave of his own free will. He gave it as a payment of ribbis. Mishlomelech says, if I go without permission into your house and I borrow money, I go into your safe box and I take out $10,000 cash, and I got it. I leave you a note, I write my name, I say, listen, I needed $10,000, I took it without permission. I go borrow, so to speak, it's really Geneva. I go and take without permission, I take $10,000 from you. So now you catch up with me, say, you took my money, I give it back to you. Mishlomelech says that I'm a gairim, I caused you a hefsid, you could have invested that money. So I have to pay you the value of borrowing $10,000. Even though if I would borrow it, it would be ribbis. I didn't borrow it, I stole it. Mishlomelech says, I'm allowed to pay you more. Mishlomelech, if I recall, brings a raya from Mesechtes Makis, that Gimel Amud Aleph. Remember it says in Gimel Amud Aleph that if Edim Zaymimin say, you owe him money for 10 years. You have to pay back. I say you have to pay back in 10 years. And really, you have to pay back in 5 years. And then I'm a Zaymimin. So what did I do? I tried to take a loan from you, Shalai Kedim, for 5 years. So aimdim, kam adam ritalite, v'yemai shachaber biyadai, 5 years or 10 years, even though that's ribbis. So nevertheless, it has a value. Ribbis doesn't mean it doesn't have a value. It has a value, just not take it.
So if you give it yourself.
So it's mutter, so the Gemara, 10 years, Shemitah passed. So what's with Shemitah? So you have to also give Abinash Lotashmitani. But the fact that a loan has value, the Hilchas ribbis doesn't deny that a loan has value. It has value. Just now, I'll take the money for the value. So Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Chesh Mishpat. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, same thing here. If I lend you money, unless you lend me money. But you lend me money, that's not a loan. That's Tashlumei Ribbis. So you gave me Ribbis, you gave me a loan. I have to pay you the value of the loan that you gave me, which means the value of the money. He ends up with Tzarech Liyin Ladina. Kiva Eger ends with Tzarech Liyin Ladina. So that's his Kiveges Chiddush. Rav Moshe is Ha'aris on Hilchas Ribbis is Mefakfek on the Svar of Rabbi Kiveger, and he says, I believe, this Eitzah that Chaim started to say before, and many of you were saying, that he should give him a loan back. In other words, I let you $10,000 6 months, and Kiddush, you let me $10,000 for 6 months. Now that was Be'isr. So what I should do is now lend you again $10,000 for 6 months to even out what you did for me. And then we're back to the original loan. That's Ramesh's suggestion. What?
No.
It also has value. I'm returning. He gave me something of value. What you're really saying is, what's the difference? There was one loan. There was loan number one, I borrowed $10,000. That was a loan. Now, in exchange for that, when I lent you $10,000, that wasn't really a loan. That was Tashlumei Ribbis. I gave you a $10,000 loan.
The Ribbis was to give me a loan.
What? The Ribbis was to give you a loan. So when I give you a loan, I wasn't allowed to do that. So we have to undo it. So that's a value. So Kinegas said, pay me for the second loan. Ramesha says, give me a new loan in exchange for the loan. Should be the same thing. It has a value. I hit the cash. It also has a value. It's also, it should continue forever. You're right. It has a value. Why is your money should that? What? We should give back immediately. Okay. It's, what? Geneva? You're allowed to pay ribbis. You're allowed to pay ribbis for Geneva. There's no loan. There's no loan. I'll tell you, Shaila, I wasn't sure. Somebody had once called me. The bank, the courts, somebody stole from him. And the courts awarded him, he had to take the guy to court. Somebody stole money. So the court gave him what was stolen, plus the interest charges from the time it was stolen until now. They gave him
9%.
Okay, they gave him interest. So he asked me if he's allowed to take the interest. If he's allowed to take the interest, it's ribbis. So the way I remember that there's a Chavis Das who says on Geneva there's no Isurei Ribbis. That Isurei Ribbis is only on a loan. If someone steals from you, once it's Zokfan Olavim Milva, there's a concept of Zokfan Olavim Milva is different. But calls him out, it's Gazelle in his hand. So Ganav comes back and wants to do tshuva. He says, you know, I'm sorry, I stole from you. Here's the money I stole. Plus, I feel bad, I'm giving you a gift. There's always to take the gift. Because there was no loan. There was no loan on it. So therefore, taking interest on Gezel is not something that's usur. It's only usur to take interest on a loan. Right. The pashas is stealing. The pashas is stealing. Unless he knows him well, that he's not makbid, maybe. But otherwise, the pashas is that's. No, if it's a loan that he's cheating on.
That is one to pay.
Pashtus, it's a loan. Once a loan, always a loan. Pashtus, once a loan, always. Unless he had a mind. That's what he's saying. If you bet to steal it originally,
there's no interest in paying back. You can pay it.
He didn't invest anything? He invested something. What? He did zero investments? All the years? It was just Geneva. Unfortunately, without keeping anything, but the theory. Some people did get money. He was keeping to do this till the Bay of Asrium.
I wasn't wearing a tie when I met him.
What?
The Mets.
I never feel bad for people who have to pay 80 million. They probably have another million besides the 80. I don't have the other millions, so, you know, I never feel bad.
The case before by the Gemach, if the Gemach is involved, anybody who came ready to Gemach is going to listen?
I don't know. If you have a Gemach, if you lend money to the Gemach, then you can take loans. It seems to be a problem. Anybody who takes the loan is Ivan. If you don't take the loan, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but he's a Malva.
The Gemach is a Malva. I don't know the whole arrangement. Is she like it in? I don't know. I don't know what the heck it is. Maybe it's a corporation. No one's responsible for the money. Maybe a corporation had to. Yeah. The halach is if you go to court with another Jew and you get money that you're not entitled al pi halacha. So it depends. If you're supposed to go to Din Torah with another Yid, if you initiated going to court and the court gave you more money than you're entitled to al pi halacha, and I'll take the extra money, that's geneva. In other words, let's say someone did damage to you. Reuven burnt down Shimon's house. So he goes to court. So the court says that you have to pay a certain amount. So he has to know al pi din what he's entitled to. Whatever he's entitled to al pi halacha, he got through the court. He shouldn't have gone to court. But whatever he's entitled to al pi din, he's allowed to keep. Anything he got in addition, he's not allowed to keep. However, if Reuven took Shimon to court, Shimon wanted to go to Bezin. Reuven took Shimon. And then Shimon ended up gaining because Reuven went to court, so whatever the court gave Shimon, he's allowed to keep, even if it's more than he's entitled to al pi din, because Reuven's the one who went to Arkais, so whatever the Arkais gives Shimon, he loses.
Because Reuven went to Arkais al pi din, like Shimon is a prior year,
or so. I'm not sure if he could really take more. Pashtus, he can't take more than he's entitled to.
What
you're entitled to, you could take, but you can't take for mental anguish. Halacha doesn't give you money for mental anguish. There's no such thing. Okay, let's see Sif Yud. Kefil, it's interesting, Din. This is one of the most confusing things to me. In the yeshiva world, there's a big yisaid in knas asher yashir elihim, that only if bezin's b'chayiv knas, there's knas, otherwise there's no chiyuvei knas. A big yisaid, the Ksai says it in one place, and Naftali has a big arichas. Well, I learned Chayshem Mishpat, it's very confusing to me. In Chayshem Mishpat it says that by a knas, tfisa helps. In other words, someone stole from me, so I'm allowed to go now and be typhus back, kefil. I'm allowed to keep it. So, I don't know, it's a steamer to this yisai that we always say in yeshiva, that only if bezin's mechayev knas is chiyev knas, bezman hazeh, bezin's not mechayev knasais, so there's no smuchin, so therefore there's no knas. Why do you even do what it says? It's in Shulchan Aruch Beferish, it's in Simen Aleph. In Simen Aleph, it says that if you typhus knas, it helps. The Ksais, in Sivkot Zayin, in Simen Aleph says, but you're not mechayev lotzis in Shemayim to pay knas. Let's say the God of himself, to pay knas, he just pays karen. But tfisa helps. It's Ferish and Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know, I never know what to do with the Yeshiva Shatira, that old knas, Asher Shein Alehim. It bothered me no end when I learned this the first time. I remember asking a lot of Rosh Yeshiva, I was at weddings, you know, you have time to shmooze. I never got an answer. Everyone knows the Torah. There's Yeshiva Shirei that knas is only when bezin's mechayiv. If bezin's not mechayiv, it doesn't work. That's why ma'ida b'knas is patur, because there never was a chiyuv. If he goes and he's ma'ida, so he's patur, because there's never a chiyuv. Why do you do it to Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says tefisa helps. If there's no chiyuv, how does tefisa help? So I don't know. I don't know how it works. No, you're not be tayfus. Obviously, you're not shayad akum. You're not be tayfus. But the other, I don't know what.
It's not the kin.
You're allowed to grab kefil.
Once the karen was determined, then the kefil goes with it. No. Just they can't.
That's what's out like in Shulchan Aruch. That once you know how much he stole from you, you can grab back twice, double.
Once that was already.
Yes, I don't know how it stems with this Torah. Shulchan Aruch says that ain dana dina knasas simin aleph, and there it says where Ktzai Zayin is. Sif Hey, I think it is. It says that tfisa helps with knas. So if somebody steals from you, and let's say your hands up in court beheter, and they can give it to you for mental language. But it's twice what he stole. Assuming it was a geneva, that was, if cheating someone is not kneid, there's no kefil. Kefil is when he physically takes something from you, and he's afraid of you. He does it behind your back. Someone shoplifts, or somebody, an employee, embezzles by physically taking things. So tfisa helps with kefil. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. Nobody argues. That tzais that everyone quotes, that says, you need Asher Yashir Elihim, that tzais, the tzais says, that let's say Shemaim, you don't have to pay knas. There's no Asher Yashir Elihim, but it's going on the Shulchan Aruch where it says tfisa helps. He's not arguing with it. So how you answer it, I don't know. But nobody argues with the din.
Does tfisa work after moda b'knas?
No. If someone's moda b'knas, then he's totally potter. Tfisa doesn't help. Moda b'knas hakach bo'ed him is machlokes, but just it doesn't. If someone's moda b'knas, it doesn't work. So. Okay, it's all right. So in court, that's the only thing that a person can get.
It's very rare, but pain and suffering is very common.
Pain and suffering. You're not entitled to pain and suffering except when someone physically attacks you. If one person physically attacks someone else, it's tzar b'ishus. But
what tzar?
Tzar?
What a jury says you're entitled to.
No. Tzar is the... All right. That I don't know how to estimate tzar. Gemara says how to estimate tzar. How much a person would pay if the same thing happened to him with anesthesia? It didn't happen with anesthesia. That's what Gemara says.
How's the Gemach different from an insurance company? You pay money to the insurance company. If there's a claim, you get paid. If not, you never get back.
An insurance company is not a loan. There's no loan. In a gemach, it's a loan. When I want to pull out of a gemach, I get my money back. In an insurance company, there's no loan. There's no loan that takes place. You're investing. Insurance companies, they sell term insurance. If you buy whole life, you get term insurance, plus you're investing with them. So that's what it is, an investment. So. Yud. can stop after two words. You have a chiddush. Asa lilmaid. Asa lalamed es hamalva oy es benoy mikra oy gemara. Calls man shema isa biyaday. You're not allowed to teach Torah to somebody to whom you lent money, or to his son, for that matter. Why not to his son? See in a minute. Someone who lent you money. Is he a long time chavrusa? You can keep on learning with him. But you can't do it now. Why can't I learn with his son? So it says in the Gra Yudches, even though if you mudder hanoa from someone, you're allowed to learn with his son. Here it's also because of mishtar shilei. Mishtar shilei is an expression of Gemara Cholin, when I save you an expense. So if you normally would have to have an expense, and I save you the expense, I'm benefiting you. So assuming the child is an age where it's normal for the father to pay someone to learn with him, so then if I learn with him, however, comes out from this gra, if it's an age where the father doesn't pay someone to learn with him, I want to do someone a taiva because he lent me money. So I want to go learn with his son. So then learning with his son would be, according to the Gra, would be mutter. There's no mishtar shilei. There is a bit of a problem with the Gra that if you look in the Rambam says, now I'll learn with him or his son, the leigaram and ribis devarim. He doesn't say so mishtar shilei. Says it's ribis devarim. Ribis devarim is to someone who you didn't say good morning to start saying good morning because he lent you money. That's aser. So the Gros says ribis it's mishtar she likes. You save money, and he seems to say because it's like ribis devarim. So I don't know. Yeah.
In the world, somebody works for me, so we have an agreement to pay him. So when he's working for me, he's loaning me his services, and then when I pay him a salary. That's
yeah. So not really.
Salary, I'm paying them back the loan.
Schiras ainu mishtalemes ela lebesayif. Schiras ainu mishtalemes ela lebesayif. The halacha is, if someone works for you, you're not obligated to pay him until the end of the week or the month. No, there was a loan first. He lent him money. He lent him cash, and now I feel good. He lent me money. I'm going to loan with his son. The loan with the son is the ribis, not the. He lent him money. He lent him $10,000. And now he wants to loan with his son because he lent him money. The learning with the son, the chiddush is that's also ribis. You're just saying that since the father would have to pay someone else to learn with the son, therefore it's kumish tashi. What about.
The person's a lousy teacher.
The. L'chaira, at least based on this gra, we have a heter. If someone lent you money, let's say his son is getting married. You're allowed to give him a big gift because you're grateful to the father who lent you money. It would seem that it's mutter, similar like the gra. Because the gra is saying, if someone lent me money, I'm allowed to do a favor for the child, unless it's mishtar shilei, unless it saves the father money. If I'm not saving the father money, so I should be allowed to give him a gift. Let's say a bar mitzvah, if I give the child something that the father would have had to buy, so it's mishtar shilei, so then it's awesome. I don't give him something the father would have had to buy, I give him something I give him a set of sarim that the father wouldn't have bought. So then it should be mutter. This should be a way. You can benefit someone you're grateful to, and but you're not giving it to the father, you're giving it to the son. You're giving it to the son. If the son's a cotton, maybe it's an issue. But if I'm giving it to the third party, not on the condition, it wasn't condition of the loan. Now, if you lend me money on the condition I give someone money, that's aser. But if you lend me money, a free loan. And now I know that you love your son, I want to give him a gift, a large chasna gift. So l'chayra should be allowed to give him a gift. There's no, if it's only asa because of mishtar shilei, that means otherwise. It's not asa. The Rambam's lasha ribis devarim would seem to be if he would do it only certainly mutter. If it's ribis devarim, maybe it would be asa. But I don't know. In halacha, the gra brings this reason, doesn't bring the other reason. Okay, we're up to Sifir Aleph is Ribbis Devarim, so Mr. Shem with the Sifir Aleph next week.